Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A Christmas flex. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
In the season of Santa, there are two kinds of people. The naughty and the nice.
I got $50 for the first elf that brings me Santa Claus.
Hulk Hogan is Blake Thorne, and he's definitely naughty. To make his getaway, he's going to make a mockery of the world's most beloved hero.
Do you have a minute?
Fox me, you little brat.
That's him.
But sometimes, the only way you can feel the spirit of Christmas...
Where'd he go?
...is to be hit over the head with it.
Santa!
What? It's showtime.
Now, this confused bad boy is Santa, like you've never seen him before. A bearded basher of bad guys.
Yeah!
A hero with a silly hat. A Robin Hood in red.
Who were those guys anyway?
Oh, they work for Mr. Frost.
He's been clearing out the whole neighborhood and no one knows why.
And he's got 3 days to foil a band of evil scientists.
Assemble the team. They're taking the orphanage.
Wait till Santa hears about this. He'll kick your butt to New Year's.
Santa, you slay me.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hulk Hogan is Santa with an attitude.
Keep the milk and cookies warm.
Santa with some friends. Santa with a mission.
How are we supposed to get over this?
And most of all, he's Santa with muscles.
They can't start Christmas without me, can they?
There have been many Santas.
You're not Santa. You're fed.
But there's only one named Hulk.
Well, all you had to do was knock.
Santa with muscles.
There's a new Santa in town, and I know if you've been naughty or nice.
Miracle on 34th Street. A Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation. These are beloved Christmas films. Santa with Muscles is not. We are talking about the 1996 Hulk Hogan film, Santa with Muscles.
It's like Hulk Hogan's Christmas album, but a movie. I love it. I love it. I can't wait.
Maybe there is a soundtrack to this.
Maybe, maybe.
One thing about this movie is that it's weirder than you'd think. It's extremely strange. I tried watching it. It's out there. I think the cameras were on cocaine during this.
See, it's so late for that to be the case. Like, 96 feels so much more commercial. If you said this was made in 79, I'd be like, okay, I get it. But it feels, doesn't it feel like too late for it to be that weird?
I think you think 1996 is only 5 years ago, though. That's part of your problem.
No. I grew up in the heyday of 96 commercial movies. And Hulk Hogan, too, you know, it's just like so, I mean.
Great guy.
Now that we know what we know, a.k.a. his sex tape, obviously it's hard to think of him as like a family style moneymaker.
And racism.
And racism yeah. Too. That too.
Well, we don't want to disparage your love of Hulk Hogan, but. We're gonna.
Okay.
The John Murlowski-directed project starred pro wrestler-turned-actor Hulk Hogan and was Mila Kunis' first feature film.
Oh, wow.
The film premiered on November 8th, 1996. Santa with Muscles is commonly noted as not only one of the worst Christmas movies ever made, but one of the worst overall films ever made.
That's a high honor.
It's marketed as a light family action comedy, but what's not advertised is that it is weird. Very, very weird. Spoilers ahead.
Turn it off now if you plan to enjoy
spoiler-free movie
this holiday season.
Gene Hackman is great in it, though. He's spectacular.
Is Gene Hackman actually?
No. The film begins with the wealthy and successful Blake Thorne. Of course. Name.
Very cool.
Thorne with an E at the end.
Absolutely.
Maybe Bella Thorne's grandfather. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Played by Hulk Hogan. He is very successful. He markets bodybuilding products with his face on it. And after one reckless day, his identity and purpose changes. So one day, he's playing paintball.
Yeah, we all played paintball in the 90s.
It's kick the can, then paintball. Blake Thorne is chased by the cops because he's playing paintball like a rogue renegade.
Like a fucking cut, fucking rich-ass businessman.
Fake tanned.
That's right. That's right. Tank topped in winter.
He's chased into a mall because it's 1996, where he disguises himself as Santa Claus.
Okay, good, great.
Get away from the police.
He murdered someone and took their Santa suit?
That's implied.
Oh.
So he slides down a garbage chute that fits him, apparently. He hits his head and suffers a head injury, gets amnesia, and he's then duped into believing he is the real Santa Claus.
Whoa.
In the meantime, the wicked scientist Ebenezer Frost, it's all part of what's going on here.
Ebony has some like really pronounced eyebrows.
Sends his thugs to demolish an orphanage. So now we're in an orphanage. To seize control of the mystical crystals underneath the orphanage.
Is this a video game?
As Blake Thorne thinks he's Santa, he makes his life's mission to save the day and protect the orphanage. So what you have to come to terms with a lot of things is that he's just lost his memories.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, I know Santa Claus exists.
Mm-hmm.
I am just under the notion that I am him.
Yeah.
I know Santa's real. I'm a 38-year-old billionaire. I know Santa's real, but I got duped into thinking that I am that person.
I am. Meanwhile, there's internal bleeding happening. He goes to this orphanage where there's, you know, like most, or it's like a panel of 10-year-olds came up with this. What do you guys like? Crystals? Great. Santa Claus? Amazing. Muscles? Absolutely.
It's like saying, oh, Mick Jagger is a real person, and you convince me I'm Mick Jagger, but Mick Jagger's a real person, and this, Santa Claus is real to this person.
Yeah.
Who's breaking the law.
Absolutely.
Tearing through the mall.
For sure.
Impersonating a Santa Claus is probably ruining it for the kids that believe in Santa Claus.
Yeah, absolutely. Because he's fucking punching, tearing. He's fucking wrecked. Just trying to, like, avenge this orphanage? Is the orphanage by the mall? Like, down the street from the mall?
Wouldn't you like to know? After this break. Luckily, Blake manages to save the kids, but uh-oh, no luck. The orphanage is destroyed due to the crystal overload.
Oh my God.
It's not built on an ancient burial ground. It's just buried on
crystals, mineral deposits, like
mystical crystals. It's not just like regular, hey, there's gold in them there.
No, they're mystical
crystals.
Twinkling. What's the budget on this?
The crystals?
The whole fucking thing.
The budget has actually never been released. It's allegedly low budget, but I don't know if that's for optics or not.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably is a low budget, but I don't know if that means a low amount of money was spent when you find out who the executive producer is. I'm saving that for the end.
Oh, no. I got some ideas.
I don't know if you do.
Uh-oh. I mean, Hulk Hogan was pretty big in 96. I can't imagine it was a super low-budget indie film.
As the film comes to a close, the original orphanage is no more. Now the community has more orphans. And now the community is just overrun with orphans.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do? How do we rectify this?
How do we corral them?
How does Santa with muscles sort this out? Santa with muscles convinces Ebenezer Frost to use his sinister estate to serve as the new orphanage.
Mm-hmm.
Ebenezer Frost, this is on you. You got to pony up. It's like when you ask a mega church to like house.
Yeah. Like refugees or yeah, something. Yeah, yeah. And they're like, yeah, we got a lot of big expensive screens in here. You want us to do that? Really?
As far as reviews go, not good. Mostly a lot of one star.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although Emmanuel Levy gave it 2 out of 5. That's the best I found. It's number 62 in the worst 100 films on IMDb.
Great.
At least at the time, you know, that could fluctuate, but it's down there.
It's down there.
And number 43 out of 50 of the worst kids movies ever. The bar on that has to be relatively low because a lot of them are pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah. Kids aren't like super discerning viewers, I would imagine.
During its opening weekend, the movie brought in a little over $120,000. And its only 2 week run, $220,000.
That's
probably didn't low. Make its money back.
That's low. Yeah.
I'm going to do a couple of audience reviews. And then I'm going to tell you who the producer is. Dylan L. has this to say. Most wrestlers should always refrain from acting on and off the rink. I think he means ring.
Yeah.
But I saw rink, probably a typo. Calvin L. Best movie about saving orphans from mad scientists that want magic crystals in the ancient catacombs of their orphanage. Also starring Hulk Hogan. Best of that genre.
Wow, wow, wow. Diplomatic. Very good. Very good.
Muffin 5287525. This is only a year ago. Gave this review. This movie has a little bit of everything, all the way from sci-fi to fantasy to action to drama. This movie covers all bases. You'll enjoy it. I promise you. Hulk Hogan's aunt.
I want to watch
it. And understandably, you know, I think people get nostalgia and people are a little more open to watch bad movies.
Yes.
So over time, you know, can develop a slight cult following, but it's pretty notoriously bad. And Hulk Hogan isn't really well revered by a lot of people, but also a lot of people don't know or care.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just a weird movie. Ed Begley Jr.'s in it.
Of course. I mean, of course he is,
With the movie. I mean, he's great, but he comes with the movie.
Of course. I want to see it, though. I could see, you know, when you have, depending on the budget, which, you know, we don't know, but it could be a fun watch if you can kind of forgive a lot of the Hulk Hogan bullshit.
Now, the executive producer is the one and only Jordan Belfort.
Oh.
Portrayed by Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, my God. I would have never guessed that in 1,000 years.
His penny stock grift.
How did he?
Probably laundered in money. Laundering money, right?
Yeah, yeah. But it's like, what connected? You know, like, did he produce more movies? Forget. Did it say that in The Wolf of Wall Street? Did Leonardo DiCaprio produce?
They didn't bring up. I don't understand. Like, Martin Scorsese didn't bring up Santa with muscles once in that film.
Rude. Rude. And we'll never know. That is very fucking funny.
Your hero, both Jordan Belfort, the character he plays in the movie, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
I mean,
and Martin Scorsese.
Fucking power triage. How can we top that? Merry fucking Christmas.